兄弟姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
今天我能有机会与大家分享我最近的一次经历。
I have an opportunity to share with you an experience I had recently.
我是一个在工作中比较追求完美的人。
I can say I'm a perfectionist in my work.
所以今天在这个将这种风格又带入了我的学习生活中。
This kind of philosophy has brought into my life.
其实在学习中呢，追求完美原本是一个无可非议的事情。
In my studies, to pursue perfection is something that is difficult to. Nothing wrong with that.
但是呢，最近的一次经历呢，主让我看到就是过分的追求使我成了分数的奴隶。
Recently in my experience, the Lord has taught me that this has caused me to become a slave to grades. Yeah.
并且呢，在不知不觉中成为世界的俘虏。
And to become a prisoner of this world.
目前我在社区大学补习英文。
Recently, I've been studying English in community college.
因为我的英语英文基础很差，所以英语水平现在处于半文盲状态。
Because my foundation in English is very elementary, I am semi-illiterate.
所以这学期我修的写作、会计等四门呢，实际上是对我一次很大的挑战。
So this semester, when I studied accounting, four classes in accounting and writing, it was a very big challenge for me.
但是我是一个比较追求完美，所以每门功课我都希望能够拿到好成绩。
Since I pursue the perfection in my class, in my studies, I wanted to get good grades in all my classes.
所以我十分看重分数。
So often I look at the grades very strongly.
90分呢，在人们眼里已经是很高的分数。
A grade of 90 seems very high to most people.
但是我却不满足，总是想拿到更高的分数。
But I'm not satisfied. I want higher grades.
所以为了追逐这些分数，我投入了大量的精力和时间。
So in pursuit of the higher grades, I invested a lot of time and effort.
我停止了以往的祷告与读经。
I stopped my prayer and scripture reading times.
也中断了星期五的查经聚会。
And I stopped coming to the Friday night Bible studies.
并且生活饮食上也改成吃快餐。
And I started eating fast food.
那几个星期以后，我身心确实感到非常的疲乏。
And after a few weeks, I felt very, very tired.
并且出现了严重的偏头痛。
And I started getting these migraine headaches.
所以这种超负荷的学习，我的成绩不但没有继续提升，反而出现了下滑。
Through this kind of studying, my grades did not go up, it actually went down.
当时我心情也相当的烦躁。
And I was very frustrated.
这时教会有一个姐妹知道我的情况。
And a sister knows my situation in the church.
她劝我不要追求太完美，否则身体会垮掉。
She gave me the advice to not seek perfection so much because my body would not be able to handle it.
她认为我应该恢复查经和每天的读经祷告生活。
She felt that I should return to the Bible studies and my daily scripture reading and prayer time.
因为它可以帮助我摆脱现在的学习上的压力。
And it can relieve the pressure of the studies that I've been having.
所以在星期五，在这之后，我星期五开始继续参加了查经。
So after this, I came back to the Friday night Bible study.
我也开始减少了我的学习时间。
And I reduced my studying time.
逐渐恢复了属灵生活上的事情。
And gradually recovered my spiritual walk.
感谢主，今天上帝的恩典同时也加给了我。
I thank the Lord because His blessings were given to me.
所以在我会计最后一次考试上，我拿了全班的满分。
And on my last accounting exam, I received the only perfect score in the class.
而且在写作上也拿了最高分98分。
And in my writing class, I got the highest grade of 98.
所以当时我面对着这些分数。
So when I look at these grades.
其实我并不是很高，并没有像以往那样的兴奋。
I wasn't as excited as I normally would be.
因为我知道我在主里已经挣脱了这些分数的捆绑。
Because I know that in the Lord I have already conquered.
所以今天的分数已经。我不再 care 它有多高多低。
I had already conquered the bondage of these grades, and now I do not even care how high or how low they are.
所以这次经历让我最深的体会到，在学习中，我应该在学习生活中，我应该以谁为先。
Through this experience, I learned who to give the priority to in my studies.
当我把分数放在第一，我就成了他的奴隶。
When I put my grades first, I have become a slave.
我的正常生活轨迹全部被打乱。
My normal life has been completely disturbed.
不但那种超负荷的压力让我心身疲惫。
Not only was this the abnormal pressure caused me to be very worried.
而且整日与方便面和速通食品为伍，我的身体也逐渐衰减弱。
With instant noodles and fast food to sustain me, my body started to deteriorate.
所以当我把主耶稣放在第一位的时候
，But when I placed the Lord Jesus in the first place,
我的压力得到释放。
I had no longer had pressure.
生活也进入了正常的轨道。
And my life went back on this normal track.
因为我相信。
Because I believe.
只要我努力，上帝会，主要我只要我去努力，结果是在上帝的手上。
As long as I work hard, the results are in the Lord's hands.
所以我不再，今天我已经不再为我的分数高低而忧虑焦虑。
So today I no longer worry about whether what my grades are.
说感谢主。今天我留在美国，实际上是经历我人生中最艰难的岁月。
I thank the Lord through my time in the U.S. I've experienced the most difficult time in my life.
然而，正是这些生活的磨难，让我真正的对主耶稣有了更深刻的体会。
But through these trials, I have gained a deeper experience of the Lord.
也寻求到了新的生命和永生。
And I have found a new life.
所以我盼望主能借助我的生活经历
I hope that the Lord through my life experiences
来彰显他的荣耀
May reveal his glory
感谢主
Thank the Lord